Here are the actors, right at the center, coming through political processes, which could be dramatic,
from the extent of this abysmal, if Parliament does not raise this money,
and controversial.
If privacy rules is a getting the macabre, compatibility is that of government.
And there's you to help connect the dots, from the top to the bottom. Join Rotimi Sankore and Agogo Obu at the Public Square every Friday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is the Public Square.
And here, Shakumaku, everyone. It's a lovely, lovely, lovely Friday afternoon. It's lovely because the sun is out. It's been a while I saw the sun out on a Friday. The rain sort of had an arrangement with divinity to happen, but we have a lovely afternoon here together. Rotimi Sankore and I, and Ayo Obey is in the building with ideas. So you know, when I go this way, Ayo is not a distance away from me for today's show, and we have a big show this afternoon. Good afternoon, Ayo.
Afternoon, Raho. And I have some ideas. but I hope to share them with my guest, Gabriel Okeowo, who is the country director of Budget, everybody's favorite NGO when it comes to making financial and budgetary matters and other data clear and understandable. Gabriel, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, madam. Nice to be on the call with you.
Yeah. Well, one of the issues that we need to get the budget perspective on is this donation of cars, whether it's worth 1.145 billion or 1.4 billion naira worth of vehicles said to be Toyota Prado Jeeps to the Republic of Niger, our neighbors to the north. And I know people have talked about the international relations aspect of it, but I think there are also some ideas, issues that that arise from the from that purchase or from that donation. And I want to ask you, Gabriel, some of those ideas, issues, or put them to you. The first, of course, is to know really what under what budget line does this donation fall?
Okay, so I mean, first is to clarify that it is 1.14 that's been, you know, misquoted of that figure in the media, and and then we have also seen the statement from the Minister of Finance justifying that Nigeria has always been in that habit of, you know, helping neighboring countries. And that in itself will not condemn. However, it is for us to look in-house and begin to see if the resources we have is enough to solve our problem before we begin to look outside.
Is that how nations behave? There's no nation that has solved all its problems before it begins to look outside. I mean, you only have to look at the United States or Britain, which give us grants for various purposes. They certainly haven't solved all their problems. And I'm sure that at budget, some of them will tell you that they need to justify what they are giving to NGOs in Nigeria to their own taxpayers, precisely because they do have problems at home that haven't been solved.
Definitely. I mean, whether a nation or an individual, it is hard for anyone to get to that point in life where you are completely without any problem to solve. And that is why in the first place, we are not against helping another nation. But when we look at our case as a nation in Nigeria, thankfully, the budget implementation for last year was just released this morning by the federal Ministry of Finance. And then you look at the figures. You look at the situation where in 2021, we are now seeing that in 2021, the revenue that government was able to make in 2021 was about 4.7 trillion naira. And of that 4.7 trillion naira, debt servicing alone took 4.2 trillion, leaving us with just about 5 billion, right, we have left on our revenue. It then shows that Nigerian government in 2021 has practically borrowed to pay salaries, practically borrowed to, fix capital expenditures,
Gabriel,
and all
this,
of that.
This is what we're talking about here is a donation to the Republic of Niger, and and it was done, apparently it was done this year. And I wonder, we can go on and on about, well, we haven't solved all our problems at home, and therefore we shouldn't do anything abroad. But the point is that the explanation given was that this was a security decision by the president. And I wonder, when we look at we have to look at the ethics or the issue of what we actually purchased for the what we actually gave to the Niger Republic was what are popularly known in Nigeria as oppresso jeeps.
Exactly. So if we want to justify this purchase under the fact that the fight for security or insecurity in Nigeria is as transcend beyond Nigeria, it's a regional approach, we expect that such investment should be in a patrol vehicle that allows, the military personnel in Niger Republic to be able to patrol maybe the border deserts between Nigeria and Niger Republic. But that is not what we are seeing.
And that is what the president of Niger is said to have asked for. That he said, this is what I need for security purposes. Do we understand that? I mean, when it comes to patrol vehicles and so on, we have manufacturers who can manufacture patrol vehicles. We also have manufacturers, if it comes to that, who can manufacture some of these. They may not be able to manufacture right up to the level of Toyota oppressor jeeps, but they can certainly manufacture. We have companies manufacturing SUVs, sports utility vehicles, in the country.
The easiest way to explain that might just be the Nigerian syndrome of wasteful behavior and our pygmalism that shows in practically everything that we do in Nigeria.
Do you think that we have infected the Republic of Niger with that the president came to ask for it?
It's most possible, because it would even have been better if it was the financial aid that was given to allow Niger Republic, to direct the expenditure to what exactly they wish to use the money for, right? Rather than us providing a luxury vehicle that would end up not being used for the purpose of, supporting our security fight, but diverted to be used for something else.
But isn't there more danger of the money being diverted if we were to give cash? I mean, it's a reality that while countries that give aid and assistance to their neighbors far or near, they do often actually arrange it so that what the money that they are giving is spent on has to be spent on matters inside their own country.
Exactly.
And for example, I've been a recipient of grants, for example, from United States Agency for International Development. And if you're traveling, where possible, you are required to travel on a U.S. carrier. Mm-hmm. So that part of the money that has been given to you
comes back,
will still come back to the country. So
and maybe that's what the federal government should have done, to use this donation to our advantage. I mean, even the president could have used this donation to score some points, whether we call it political points or security points, for himself, right? If we had done this in a way that allows us to tie conditions. I mean, IMF would give Nigerian loan and we put a condition to it to say that you must do certain things to be able to, we must see that you use this loan for certain things, right? Those are conditions. Nigeria could have done the same thing to tell Niger Republic to say, if we are giving you this support must be directly tied to how it will help our cross-border fight against insecurity, against insurgency. And then by so doing, it should have counted. Nigeria would not have been agitated the way we are right now. We would have seen it as a plus that the president is taking proactive steps, not just securing Nigeria, but also understanding that there is a need for us to support neighboring countries that may not have that capacity to be able to do as much as Nigeria is doing and to help our security interventions.
So what you're saying is that it's possible for us to, I mean, because as you know, one of the A in IDEA stands for accountability. Mm-hmm. And so the question is that we ourselves could demand accountability as a nation from any country to which we
give
such assistance.
Very well. The same way World Bank would demand accountability. World Bank is giving states in Nigeria some form of grant, and they tie that grant to certain accountability measures. Your report must be, your audited financials must be out at so-so date, your budget must be released at so-so date. Nigeria could have done the same thing. Right, and then when we also talk about accountability, it is yes, this fund has been spent, but Nigerian government also owe it to us. The same way the minister came out to justify that spending, I think she also owe it to Nigeria. How indirectly or directly that spending is also helping the security forces. It's also helping our fight against insurgency in Nigeria. That has not been established yet, and I think every Nigerians, like myself, we are waiting to see that justification established for us to know that this is actually an expenditure that is well considered and thoughtful to have been done.
But Gabriel, isn't it a reality that in Nigeria, once you wave the veil of security over a matter, it's as if no more questions must be asked, that it's a security matter, therefore we can't tell you anything about how the money is spent, and the excuse or the justification, because it's a security matter, well, we can't answer any questions. Do you think that's good for accountability?
Well, unfortunately, I mean, governments will always look for the loopholes to hide under, to be able to conceal what they won't want citizens to know. And we have known over the years, especially when we implement, when we use the Freedom of Information instrument, right? Sometimes it comes back to us that this information cannot be divulged because it will affect national security. But in this case, where it was clear that $1.1 billion was for purchase of vehicle to support the fight against insurgency in Niger Republic, I do not see anything that is there to conceal in that. I do not see how that, affects security. It's just for us to be able to establish. And really, maybe government can also come out to say, oh, what we read in the news about the vehicles being SUV or the company that facilitated the contractor that got the contract of supply of the vehicle is false. The government may come out to us to establish that. But if we look at the way it plays out in Nigeria, we always see when anyone, either government, state government, or federal government are purchasing vehicles for any of the security outfits, they always line them up on the field. There is always a display, there is always a handing over and all that. I mean, that is the least that the government of Nigeria could have done for us, the citizens, to show us that they are accountable to that fund that they have expended on Niger Republic.
So you don't go for the excuse that once we're spending money under security, we have to keep everything secret. I mean, in the press today, the name of the company that was awarded the contract to supply these jeeps is out in the press.
In the press,
And we also, as you say, we see these vehicles, and it's really a bit difficult to understand why certain certain expenditures can't be accounted for in the normal way, and if they're not publicized, if not everything is publicized, is there any oversight from the National Assembly, or is it just, well, the president has said so, and therefore no more questions can be asked?
So right now, we've not been able to establish what budget line the Ministry of Finance drew that fund from, right? If I look at 2022 budget, the security budget for 2022, which I have right in front of mm-hmm. me, there are several components of the allocation that is not, whatever they have done to Niger is a big deal that we can't have it on a line item. Except, right, we are going, as part of our work as accountability actors, we are going to go and be looking out for maybe when the budget implementation report of 2022 budget comes out, to see what budget line possibly could that expenditure have come from. But if I look at all what we have here, right, there is none that has a description that says that a purchase will be done for any item to fight insecurity outside Nigeria. That's another step that the budget office of the Federation needs to take into. Let them come out plain. The same way they gave us allocation of all capital projects and capital expenditure that our defense and security outfits in Nigeria are going to be implementing, there should be a line that shows, that says that we are spending this much or this amount to support regional security operations. And by that in itself, there is nothing wrong in that, but there should be clarity on that, and they should come up plain on that.
Thank you so much, Gibber. So essentially what the bottom line is that there's no reason why there can't be a lot more accountability and transparency indeed in relation to expenditure on security, so that we can see whether we're getting our money's worth. Because right now, as we know, that many Nigerians are whether or not they are actually in danger, they are feeling that the security situation is getting out of control. So there's that mm-hmm. aspect of being accountable for that, and then the ethics of the kind of vehicles and the kind of the nature of the assistance that has been given.
How many of our patrol vehicles in Nigeria, either the army or the police or the immigration or the custom, how many of them drive SUVs as patrol?
Well, we hope that they won't.
We can only wait to see.
Okay, well, we as I say, we certainly continue to hope for the whatever it is that the Niger president thinks will help him mm-hmm. security-wise. We hope to see the result from that input in our own increased security in the country. Thank you so much, Gabriel.
Thank you very much, Madam.
Country Director of Budget, for coming on and discussing this matter with us.
All right, apparently he's gone.
Yeah.
All right. The rest of the Square will continue. We got business news update, and I will be back again in 2 weeks' time. I have a lovely weekend.
Thank you so much, and I wish you the same. Bye.